I'm walking around the Parc de la Villette, located in the north of Paris. There's a lot of white tents and wooden stands around me. That's because there is a vegan festival called Smile. One of the stands is selling ice cream, or rather, ice tube. Let's see what that is.
So what's happening here is that we're doing basically ice creams. The principle is that I have a plate that is really, really, really cold. It's minus 20 degrees, so I guess I can say it's quite cold, right? And then I put the base. It's a vegan one, of course, biologic. And then I add some fruits or some chocolate or speculoos. And then I transform it into some kind of a rectangle. And then I roll it into rolls. And that's the principle. That's how it's supposed to be.
I now have an appointment with Jean-Benoît Robert. He's one of the creators of the Smile Festival. He explains why he decided to create this.
C'est un festival autour de la culture végane, avec du bon son, du bon sens.
Smile is a festival celebrating vegan culture with good music and good sense and conferences. There's good food and good things to listen to. There are three founders, all of us are musicians and vegans. We think that a festival is a great way to introduce people to new things, veganism, for example. When you're attending a festival, you have more time and your mind is more open. We also want to say that veganism and pop culture are two things that go together well. The Beatles and David Bowie were vegan.
Robert explains the difference between being a vegan and being a vegetarian. In the first case, most people simply stop eating meat and fish. Veganism goes further than that. It's a practice of abstaining from the use of animal products, meaning meat but also honey or milk. Most of the time, vegans refrain from buying leather or any kind of animal products. As a matter of fact, the stands at the festival range from vegan food trucks to a pro-animal rights NGO. And while vegetarianism has been around for a long time and is part of some traditional cultures, veganism is somewhat new and has been on the rise in the recent years. The Smile Festival, the first of its kind in Paris, is certainly a sign of that. Robert says he's noticed that rise.
We're lucky to be in a time in 2016 where people understand us quite well. I think our approach would have been totally misunderstood 2 or 3 years ago. People understand very well. The sky is grey and they're still coming. I recently read an interview that said that every 2 months a vegan restaurant opens in Paris. There's an undeniable trend and we're now catching up with Berlin. A volunteer told us that there, even in a meat restaurant or a kebab shop, there's always a vegan alternative.
Well, it's time to move away from the trendy 19th district of Paris to the center of the city, where I'm meeting Jean-Luc Ferrand, the head of La Plage, a publishing house that's been editing vegetarian cookbooks for more than 20 years.
Oui, bonjour, j'ai rendez-vous avec Monsieur Ferrand. Merci.
Ferrand describes himself as a vegetarian with vegan tendencies, meaning that he tries to eat vegan food whenever he can, but that's not always possible. He says more and more young Parisians are becoming vegan.
There is a total misunderstanding. An estimated 3% of the population is vegetarian. We have no figures for vegans, but it's a very small population. That said, this is the part that is growing the most. Vegetarianism has been growing very slowly for the past 25 years. Meanwhile, in recent years, we have seen veganism spread fast, often among young people.
Et en fait, c'est des gens qui sont plus jeunes qui se lancent là-dedans.
Time to meet Elana, who works for the Cartier Foundation. She decided to become a vegan a few years ago.
I became vegetarian when I was 12 years old. Basically, remained vegetarian until about the age of 30. In France, it was difficult finding meals, vegetarian meals at the time, so I started eating fish. And about a year and a half ago, I went back home to the States to visit friends, and I guess her intentions rubbed off on me, and I was like, okay, I think I really need to like stop eating fish and dairy altogether. It just seemed like there were a lot of advantages to not eating those animal products in terms of health, in terms of environmental issues, all sorts of things.
Walking around Paris, especially in the trendy northeast part of the French capital, you'll find a high concentration of new vegan restaurants. There's even a part of the city called Veggie Town by aficionados. Vegan activist says the city is finally catching up to Berlin and London. It's time to try one of those new places. So I just arrived at Soya, a vegetarian restaurant located in the eastern part of Paris, in the 10th arrondissement of the city. And I'm meeting Morgane, a 26-year-old. She became a vegetarian about 6 months ago.
I was thinking about it for quite a long time. Well, there is a political reason and an ecological reason. And also, I just wanted to have more control on what I was eating. I realized I was actually taking more pleasure in cooking, and eating really became pleasure again, and I would never go back. It's hard being a vegan. I don't think I'm prepared, because I would have to really think about every single meal in order to eat healthy. I feel like in nature, cow would produce milk, etc., etc., and like bees would produce honey, so I don't feel like we're exploiting them.
Morgan, what are you getting?
So I'm getting lasagna, and I'm excited because it's probably going to be some kind of hearty meal. I didn't want to get only vegetables, so I'm excited that I can have pasta.
Soya offers mostly vegan dishes, and those that aren't, mostly desserts, are clearly indicated on the menu. Morgan says she's finding it easy to find vegan and veggie options in Paris.
Well, I mean, I think it's been trendy for quite a while now, and I'm only doing it now because I think I'm ready. I wasn't ready before. It's not hard, but you have to be sure. I mean, of course, it's easier for me because it's trendy, it's true, so it's easier to find places to eat, and it's not that hard when you talk to people to say, okay, I'm a vegetarian, because more and more people are saying they are, so it's okay.
So it's easy to find places where they serve some vegetarian meals in Paris?
Well, absolutely. I mean, at least it's easier, and it's true that sometimes it's not like specifically a vegetarian option, but you can always find something that you would be allowed to eat.
So it's now time for dessert. I got a combo and Morgane. What did you get?
I'm getting a chocolate cake.
Is it good?
It's amazing. Very, very good.
Veganism remains a niche trend. Jean-Michel Robert says people don't always understand what it is.
I have a story. I went to a restaurant before a concert. I explained to the waiter that I was vegan, but he brought me a piece of chicken with salad and fries. I said, excuse me, but I'm vegan. He came back, but he only removed the fries. So yes, even today, there is still work to do.
The difficulty for most people when entertaining the idea of becoming vegan is that it isn't just about food. It also means rethinking the way our society views its relationship with animals and the environment. Ferrand says it's almost a philosophy.
It's a way of life, because when you give up animal products, you give up traditional cooking, but also all that is leather, all that is animal. And actually, you realize that animal products are everywhere in the goods we buy, in cosmetics, for example. It means paying attention to what you buy, and it goes beyond vegetarianism. What is interesting is that we see that vegans are willing to rethink a lot of things.
Alana, despite acknowledging the fact that meat is an important part of France's culinary tradition, says this is possible.
I think anything's possible. I think if you really put your mind to whatever you want in your life, I think anything's possible. If it's really important to someone to be super, super strict about being a vegan, I think it's possible to buy clothes that are not made with animal products, to go grocery shopping and not buy food made with animal products. Even in restaurants, I think that if you heckle a bit with your waiter or the chef, I think it is possible. But however, I do feel that a lot of they are moving towards the idea of having vegan options, but I think it's still very foreign to them, because eating animal products is so ingrained in French culture, I mean, in most cultures in general.
Whether this is a short-term trend or becomes a permanent way of life in Paris and France remains to be seen. For now, the curious and the dedicated have new places to dine in Paris. Fabien Genique Charbonnel for RFI in Paris.